A disappointing result today then, Warren, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm disappointed. You know, I thought we started the game well. Burns, you had a fantastic chance to score. He didn't. You know, the goal conceded from our corner. Was it a foul? That's what I'm hearing. I thought it was, personally. Then obviously the big decision with Raymond. You know, which I asked him the question at half time and he said it was minimal contact. Now the word contact stands out with me there. What's minimal contact? If I'm a striker and the defender's nowhere near the ball and I touch the ball and the contact that he made the way he did, that's a penalty kick, I'm sorry. You know, he's got it totally wrong. But at the end of the day, you know, we huffed and puffed. Second half, yes, we dominated, but I wasn't pleased because I don't think we'd made any clear-cut chances. But, you know, at the end, it's one of them games, that's a fine line. We huffed and puffed and, you know, we just weren't good enough.
We had a lot of chances and they defended like their lives depended on it. We just couldn't break the door down, could we?
Yeah, they did. I think if we had had one, you know, we'd have probably went on to win it. But, you know, it's to say it's a fine line. You know, clean sheets win games, scoring goals win games. And, you know, we didn't do that today. But, you know, as I say, we've got to dust ourselves down, go again next week. You know, hey, at the end of the day, it's... said this, I'm honest, it's going to be a big ask to catch Crusaders now, you know, but we've got to roll our sleeves up next week and give a good account of ourselves. You know, we're not far away, I'm being honest. I've tried to change the whole ethos of this club, bring in what I want to bring in, and you know, at the end of the day, people's got to realise, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, I'm pleased with the way things are going. Yes, we probably look back on the season. I said that to the boys now. I look back on the season of what's beat us, and it's probably ourselves. You know, I think that's our second defeat from October, which people forget about, but it's probably ourselves. You know, we threw games away, drew games. And that's it. You know, unfortunate thing. Our third defeat, sorry, from October. That's the unfortunate thing.
It's, you know, 9 points is a long way to make up at this stage, but we've got to make sure we keep in that second place now as well, with other teams breathing down our necks, haven't we?
Yeah, do. We've got to, you know, I don't know how the results went today, but, you know, we've got to just finish as high as we can. That's the thing I said to the players, you know, you can't lie down now. You've got to roll your sleeves up and dig in now. You know, you've got to make a good account of yourselves, and that's what I said to the boys. You know, you can shy away or I'll stand up and be counted.
But you must have been pleased with the second half effort in terms of, you know, we went three at the back, we really gave it a go, we nearly got the equaliser, and, you know, the effort and the desire was there in the second half in particular, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was pleased with it. You know, thought there was we'll give a good account of ourselves, but, you know, just getting that goal, you know, unfortunately we didn't do it today. As I say, that's fine lines of winning games.
The ball just wouldn't run for us. There were times it just wouldn't drop for us in the box or in the right place, would it?
You know? No, our decision making at times was poor. And, you know, I said to the players, you've got to realise what you're good at, what your strengths are as a player, and I thought some of ours were poor today.
Ivan Sproul was on the bench too, so, I mean, he's ahead of schedule, isn't he?
Yeah, Ivan's very, very ahead of schedule. You know, he's a good trainer, he's a good lad. I was touching where to put him on today, but, you know, he's probably not match fit. But, you know, he gives us strength a wee bit more now to the end of the season. And obviously, you know, I'm sure there's a few players he'll be, you know, knocking on my door wanting to play.
Five games to go, your thoughts must be starting to turn towards even next season now.
Of course they are. You know, I know what I want, I know what I need to strengthen, but it's, you know, as I say, it's getting the players. At the end of the day, you know, yes, Linfield's a great club, but that's what I said before. You know, it's players now go where the money is. They're not worried where they play. You know, where years ago probably Linfield could take 95% of players, so fortunately those days are gone and people's got to realise that.
And you've got specific people in mind for targets, yeah?
I do, but, you know, it's whether they want to come. At the end of the day, you know, I know who I want, and I'm talking to a couple now. Hopefully I'll have one. I've got one tied up, two tied up already. Hoping to have maybe another one in the next week or so, and I'm speaking to one more, so fingers crossed, you know, we can get those deals done early.
Exciting times ahead then, one.
Thank you.